to Tales of Water Trails, presented by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Our guests, Lynn and Bob Dybel, are experienced canoeists and kayakers who have paddled more than 2,400 miles of Minnesota water trails. They describe these routes for other travelers in their two books, Paddling Northern Minnesota and Paddling Southern Minnesota. For this series of programs, the Dybels are sharing their insights about Minnesota's water trails. Minnesota DNR manages over 4,000 miles of water trails for canoeing and kayaking, including the north shore of Lake Superior and dozens of rivers statewide. Here is Lynn and Bob Dybel's description of the Chippewa River.
The Chippewa River is in the southwestern part of the state, of course, and flows into the Minnesota River. We found this river and a number of others in the southwest corner very pleasant surprises. You would expect that if you've just driven through the area out in what you might call corn country, that there would not be much good paddling. But in fact, the Chippewa and the other rivers that flow into the Minnesota Valley have quite a descent, particularly at the last part of their flow into the river. And that's because if you look at the Minnesota River looks like a puny little river in this huge valley. And the reason is the valley was carved out after the last glacier melted when the outflow from Lake Agassiz caused the River Warren, as it was called, to create this huge valley. And therefore, the rivers that flow in it today are really going down the side of what used to be underwater when the water was flowing through there at great volume. So there's some very exciting paddling in the last 4 or 5 miles a lot of the rivers that go into the Minnesota River.
The Chippewa's got some really high bluffs, and that says it carves its way down the side of the Minnesota. In fact, the Dakota Indians called it the Manya Wakan, which what they meant was of remarkable bluffs. Now, it's not a whitewater river, but it's a swift-moving river. And we describe about 30 miles of paddling there. It takes you through woods and through farmland. The woods that form along the edge of the river are the cottonwoods and the oaks, and that corridor is a bit of a respite from the farmland. It's a good paddle for families, for day paddlers. The riffles will give you a little bit of fun, but it's not a wild river.
Yes, you can be paddling along and think that you're pretty far from civilization because of the wooded banks, but the wooded protection of the river is often only a couple hundred feet wide before you get to the farm fields, and you'll look up sometimes and see cows looking over. I did not find this a negative. I don't feel that good paddling is only in wilderness areas. I like seeing a lot of the features of the river that were created by man. The bridges, the old bridges in particular, are very interesting. There's a lot of old rusty bridges that an old iron truss bridge at Big Bend City is very interesting.
That's a pretty little spot along the river. There's another pretty spot, and that's the Lentz Access, and the wildflowers that are planted there make it a real welcoming place. What I really loved about the Chippewa was all the white pelicans we saw along there. This is white pelican territory. There are a lot of other birds, too, but the white pelicans seem to like this river particularly. And the glacial boulders in the stream bed were added to the beauty of the place.
This is an easy paddle as far as skills. If you're beginning paddler, this would be a great river for you. Of course, there's always dead falls, high water, and one dam along the way, which you need to watch out for. But it's you don't have to have advanced whitewater skills at all. That's not to say that it isn't exciting. All rivers have that satisfaction of trying to find the, as we used to call it, the fast lane or the perfect line down through a bend. It doesn't have to be challenging water to give you that satisfaction of finding the good route right down through the curve.
Thanks for joining us.
Good paddling.
For more information on Minnesota's water trails, including free maps, river level reports, and trip planning resources, visit www.mndnr.gov/watertrails.